Affirmation. This word refers to a statement or assertion that something is true. In many contexts, it means positive statements that encourage and support someone, often used for self-improvement. The word affirmation is pronounced as affirmation. Let's break it down. Af, like after. Fur, with f and r. Fur. May, like month of May. Shin, with sh and n together. Shin. Affirmation. Emphasize the may to get the stress right. Tada tada. Affirmation. Tada tada. Affirmation. Affirmation. Please note that the noun affirmation and the verb affirm has a different rhythm, or the stress is on a different syllable. The word affirm has the stress in firm. So the a becomes a schwa sound. Affirm. 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 Now let's see how you can use affirmation and affirm in various contexts. Number one, personal growth. She starts her day with positive affirmations to boost her confidence. Number two, workplace. The manager's affirmation of the team's hard work boosted morale. Number three, education. Teachers often affirm their students' progress to keep them motivated. Number four, therapy and counseling. Affirmations are used in therapy to help clients develop a positive mindset. Affirmations are becoming increasingly popular in various fields, including personal development, mental health, and education. The idea is that by regularly stating positive affirmations, people can shift their mindset and improve their overall well-being. Social media platforms are filled with affirmation quotes. Using affirmations in your language learning can be very powerful too. For example, saying something like, "I am improving my English every day," or "I know exactly how to say and use the word affirmation," can make you feel good about your progress. Also, hearing someone affirm your progress, like a teacher saying to you, "Your pronunciation has improved," can be incredibly encouraging. So, dear listeners, affirmation and affirm are powerful words that encourage positivity and support. That's it for today's episode. Until next time, continue to improve your language skills by repeated practice and affirmations. Thanks for listening.